This is Radio Influence.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I'm really excited today. I have a guest who is someone I've been following on Instagram, and if you're not following her now, you need to. Her name is Stephanie Schwartz, and her handle is Follow the Pink Mustang. And let me tell you, I just saw her Mustang outside, and I love it. It's every bit of pink, and it's awesome. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No problem. So I wanted to just kind of ask, I've been watching your feed for quite some time. You always have the best food pictures. I'm looking at some right now. Oh, Lord, you're making me hungry, and I haven't had lunch yet.
I'm always hungry. I plan out my day.
I know, right? Where did you get the idea to start your Instagram account?
Honestly, I try out new food places every single day, and I take a whole bunch of pictures of these food, and I'm like, no one gets to see it but me. So I started Instagram and wanted to share it with the world.
That's awesome. But your handle is too cute. I love it.
Oh,
I'm really big on names and how creative they are. So
yes.
Do you ever get people that just honk at you when you're driving?
Oh, I get people all the time. Honk, wave, everything. Driving down the road, people stop me. Yep.
That's pretty cool. So tell me about some of the places you've been to recently that you just love.
So
many in Tampa.
I know. In Tampa, I love Oyster Catchers. The view
is
incredible.
Awesome.
Just going out there, relaxing, having lunch, having a drink is really nice. And then Oxford is nice to always go sit, have a cup of coffee, grab a bite.
They have great breakfast. It's been a while for me, but it's good.
Have to make it there.
I know. We need to go.
Yes. Tell me when.
I know.
I'm always free.
Me too. For the most part.
Right.
Have you heard of the Deviled Pig in South Tampa?
I've heard of it. Yes, okay. But I have not been.
It opens tomorrow, officially, and I went last night to a little sneak preview, and I'm really excited. If you like barbecue, I think this is a great addition to South Tampa.
Love barbecue. I actually went to Dr. Barbecue's grand opening in St.
Pete. Oh, that's right.
And their stunt pig was amazing.
Oh, I didn't have that. I saw it on the menu, though.
Yeah, you'll see it on my Instagram.
That's right. Did you try their mac and cheese? I think it's the macaphony. They take Flamin' Hot Cheetos and put them on the top, and it's just... takes it to a whole nother level.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I love spicy, so anything, yeah. Everything they do is creative.
Yeah, I have to make it back there again. Only been there once.
They had, I can't remember what it was called, but I had a cocktail that had a big piece of bacon in it, so that was really good.
That sounds good.
And they make, Ray, Dr. Barbecue, he loves Jack and Coke. That's his thing. So they do a Jack and Coke slushy.
Oh, yum.
They serve it in a tiki mug with his face on it. I bought one because I had to have it. It's too adorable.
I got to meet him and take pictures with him. It was great.
He's super, super nice guy. He's definitely someone I want to have on my podcast. That's like a dream of mine, but we'll see. He's way too busy.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's too busy for me, I'm sure. But yeah, the Devil Pig opens tomorrow. I don't know what part of town you live in, but it's literally like 2 miles from here. And everything I tried last night was incredible. I cannot wait. I'm actually going to go tomorrow for lunch. This is going to sound crazy as someone like me who is obsessed with pizza and any sort of carb, but the last week I've been doing a keto-based diet.
So no pizza?
No, I haven't had pizza in over a week.
Oh.
It's really hard.
I went to Boca for their new menu and renovation.
Yes.
And their flatbread, the Empire State of Mind, was incredible. So
that's what I heard.
Once you're done with the keto.
I know, I can't have that. But Melanie went in my place. She was the one that you met today.
Yes, okay, so awesome.
She goes to events when I can't make it. But she told me everything was great. And I love Boca. They do a good job with their food. And I haven't seen the new renovation, but I need to make it over there.
Their Hello Beautiful drink was delicious as well.
I've had that actually before. That's really good. Yeah, it's you don't realize how it's hard, but at the same time, it's actually pretty easy to find places where you can go and follow a certain diet. I've never been one to be on a diet, so this is really new to me, but it's pretty much nothing but protein. So I'm eating all kinds of meat.
That works. You'll be able to find something everywhere.
I went to, on Saturday, Johnson Barbecue, and that was so hard because they're in Plant City. I don't know if you've ever been out there. Highly recommend it. They've been around since 1954, and they're right next to Fred's. I don't know if you've ever been to Fred's. They're Southern cuisine. I have not been there either, but I hear everything they do is fantastic. I'm sure they have things like country fried steak and all kinds of biscuits and gravy and all that bad stuff. But Johnson Barbecue is definitely one of my favorite spots in Tampa Bay. So definitely take the trip out to Plant City. They served such great items, which I could not even try, but they had some nachos. They had colossal sized onion rings, all kinds of desserts like bread pudding. And oh my gosh, it was just, it was crazy. But there's also a spot out there which you need to check out called Parksdale Market. Have you heard of it?
No.
They're a little market in Plant City. They're known for their strawberry milkshakes.
Okay.
And they do all kinds of seasonal flavors. So they had a pumpkin one, which was awesome. My kids got it. I had to taste it, of course, but it was like drinking liquid pumpkin pie.
Oh my. Yeah, I'll have to put on my list. I have a list of everywhere from St. Pete, Tampa, North Tampa, everywhere.
Well, definitely. Plant City, definitely. You have those two places. They're only a mile apart. So it would be a perfect day, like go get lunch and then go to the market. Their produce prices are insane. I think I spent $7 and I got 3 mini pumpkins, 2 huge spaghetti squashes, a bunch of fresh jalapenos and garlic, some, oh gosh, what are those called? Prickly pears from Mexico. I love those.
Oh, nice.
Make cocktails with them.
Definitely have to make a trip out.
Definitely. So what are some of the places you've been to recently in Tampa?
I've been to,
I know there's so many.
I know. Capital Tacos is always one of my go-tos for Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Capital Tacos, yes, is awesome.
I love how they are community-oriented and they have just a fun new adventure every Tuesday. Like tomorrow is dress up in your Halloween costume.
Oh,
and
nice.
They'll give you BOGO tacos.
Is that all their locations, I imagine? Because they have a couple.
I believe so.
Okay.
Or they might have different things each location. And then I love Sisio Water for their sushi bowl.
Oh, yes.
Their hot and crunchy tuna is the best.
I haven't been there in a while, but I'm looking at your pancakes from First Watch. Oh, that was the Yelp event. My friend Tia went to that. Oh, my Lord.
They were definitely stacked up high, and their lemon ricotta pancakes were amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That is just, I'm looking at these right now. Oh, and the bacon, too. Is it the Millionaire's Bacon?
Yes. Delicious. And if you haven't had Maple Street's bacon yet, that's really good as well.
Oh, the Maple Street.
Maple Street Biscuit Co.
I have not been to the one here. There's one in Carrollwood and St. Pete.
I've been to both.
I haven't been to those. I went in St. Augustine 2 years ago, and it was awesome. I know. I can't go right now, though. I'm going to have to wait a little bit.
And then my favorite spot for dessert is the dessert spot, Toffee.
Oh, yes. Toffee to go.
Yes.
Yes.
They are amazing. They're cookies and blondies with their butter pecan ice cream is always the best.
See, you did all this stuff I can't eat. I'm looking at some of your pictures right now, and Little Donut House, I love them. This is a great photo, by the way. You guys have got to follow her at Follow the Pink Mustang. Her pictures are some of my favorite that I've ever seen from any food account in Tampa. She does such an amazing job. Wow, I like this. Fruita Bowls in Seminole. That's beautiful.
They were having a breast cancer event and donating part of the proceeds towards breast cancer.
That is awesome. And you've, gosh, oh man. I could just sit here and stare at your pictures all day. There's just so many.
They make me very hungry.
Where are you going to be going this week? Because I need some inspiration.
Yes. I don't have a ton of places planned for this week because Friday I'm going to Vegas. Oh, so okay. I tried to clear out my schedule for most of the week.
What are you going to be doing in Vegas?
Going to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, you know, I've never been there. That's on my bucket list.
Mine too. I need to mark it off.
Do you have a list of places for food you want to go check out in Vegas? Because there's a lot. I'm always, there's actually a couple of people I follow that are based in Las Vegas. And of course, everything they showcase is always over the top. But then again, it's Vegas. What do you expect?
Yes, I'm super excited. I do have a list of places.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been there. Probably 6 or 7 years. Before, I was really into food, so of course I wasn't taking pictures of anything that I ate, but...
So how long have you had your Forking Around Town?
I've had it a little over a year. It started in July of 2017. I have been blogging in Tampa Bay since 2010, and my personal Instagram account, I just felt that I made so many mistakes when I first started. You know, I would take random pictures of my kids or my pets, and nothing really had any rhyme or reason. And I noticed that I wasn't really gaining any followers because I was really all over the place as far as lifestyle, food, kids. So I decided I wanted to kind of do something that was food-based. And it took me a while to come up with a name. But the way that it started is that many years ago, I used to host food tours in Tampa. So I would take a group of like 30 people And we would go visit four restaurants all within walking distance in one evening. And in each spot, we would go in and have samples of like their signature dishes. So the company was called Dish Crawl, and they were based in my hometown of San Jose, California. So I had been following them on social media, and I saw that they were expanding to Tampa. So I applied and I got the job, and it was great. And then they just got too big, so they kind of fizzled out. And people to this day would still message me and say, you need to do that again because your food tours were fun. I mean, we did everything from, you know, downtown Tampa, Ybor, everywhere.
That would be amazing.
So that was kind of my whole concept, is I thought I want to do something food related, but I wanted to keep the name something that wouldn't be just Tampa specific, because I thought if it's the name is catchy, then it can apply to anywhere, any other city. So that was kind of my idea. And I just started taking pictures of food, and it was crazy because people started following me more so than on my personal account. And I thought, you know, this is actually something I'm going to stick with. And I still haven't done the food tours, which I need to.
Yes, I know a ton of people that would be interested in doing that as well. I mean, I meet up with food bloggers all the time, and we all go out, try new places, try new things. And it's always so much more fun when you get a group of people out together.
Definitely. Well, there's actually someone who, another influencer, and I don't want to say the wrong name, so I'm going to double check, but she's actually putting together some food tours. And I thought, how funny, because that was actually what I originally set out to do. And I think it's This Babe Eats.
Yes, Kira with This Babe Eats for her 4-year anniversary.
Yes. So she's doing a few of these food tours. So I definitely want to go on to one of hers. She does an incredible job as well. I always like looking at her pictures. So we'll see. I mean, I'm thinking about it, but I just really focused on food, and I'm trying to do some other things, but I'm testing a few things out. But I have to say, I've really learned a lot since I started my food account, and I've really learned the importance of hashtags, and also engagement with people is huge.
Yes, you have to keep up the comments, keep interaction, and it's so funny because you will feel like you know these people.
Right.
And you've never met them, but it's like, you know all their food passions, you know where they've gone, how they talk.
Yeah.
And you really get to know someone, and then you meet them, and it's a great experience.
Definitely. I've made so many friends just from going to events, and there's always something going on in Tampa. I think we're very lucky to live in such an area that is just growing and really focused on the food industry.
Yes, I love it. Donation is another one of my favorite dessert spots.
Oh, that's right. I haven't been there.
We'll have to go.
I've gone by so many times. I know, it's crazy. There's actually another place I'm dying to go, which is En Swan, and I'm sure you've been there.
Yes, for brunch. It's amazing. That's actually one of my favorite brunch spots.
Definitely.
Just right in front of Hyde Park. You have the cute little outside sitting area, and there's so much to do and so much to see there, and their markets are always amazing.
I love Hyde Park. I bartend on occasion, so it just seems that the weekends are always crazy for me. So I don't always get to go out on the weekends. I'm more during the week. But I love Hyde Park and all of their festivals.
That's the exact same for me. I go to 90% of my food places Monday through Friday. And then I have a whole list of brunch spots. Everywhere only does brunch, mostly Saturday and Sunday. So my list could go on for the whole year. And
it would be hard to hit everything.
Yes.
It would definitely be hard. I know. So right now I'm trying to like look at places that are offering more healthy options, which really isn't too hard. I think Tampa's filled with so many of them, like Fresh Kitchen, and I could go on.
I actually haven't been to Fresh Kitchen yet.
Oh, we should go for lunch today.
Yeah.
You want to? I think we should, because I have to eat. I'm hungry.
Me too.
Have you ever done anything like a protein diet?
Yes, actually. I do. It's called RP.
Okay.
And you eat 6 times a day. So that's another one of my foodie things. So that's okay. And it's mainly proteins and healthy carbs.
Nice. There's a meal planning company called Time to Eat Right. And I actually had Anthony, who's one of the founders of the company. He was on my podcast a few weeks ago. And after talking to him and just kind of watching him on Instagram and how he's always showcasing the importance of working out and eating right, I thought, you know, I've just been a glutton this entire summer. I'm not joking. I must have gained 15 pounds just from not working out as much, going to all these events. It seems like every night there's something where you're eating and drinking, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, the scale is getting up there.
So nice.
Right. So I started last Monday. So I'm actually following his program. So I have 2 meals a day, Monday through Friday. And then I always try to eat breakfast as, you know, turkey, bacon, eggs, try to keep it healthy. It was hard the first 2 days, but then when I started noticing, I actually lost 6 pounds in a week. Oh, I was excited. So yeah. I thought, you know what? That's motivation. So I'm going to stick with it.
That's awesome. Well, good job.
So when I went to the Devil Pig last night, there were so many things I wanted to try, but I couldn't because they had bread. But I just stuck with, you know, there were some ribs and they had pulled pork sandwiches. I just ate the pork, but it was good.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go definitely check them out, hopefully tomorrow for lunch. You will love it. Definitely put it on your list of places to go.
That's actually going to be my next blog. I'm going to fitness.
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
I want to do fashion, food, and fitness.
I love
for my
it.
Three. And then obviously my first one was food because my food niche, and then fitness will be my next one. I'm hoping to start in a few months.
That's awesome. Do you like to do anything like outdoors for fitness or?
I like doing different races like Savage Race and
Tough Mudder, right?
Tough Mudder. Yes.
Okay. I've always wanted to try that. Running is actually one of my favorite hobbies.
I seen you got a medal on your Instagram.
Yeah, that was my my eighth half marathon, which is crazy because it was my worst time because I think because of the weight I had gained.
Half marathon, though, that's incredible.
Yeah, it took me almost 3 hours where the old me would do it in maybe 2 hours and 20 minutes. So it was hard. It was in Amelia Island. I was up there last weekend.
Oh, fun.
If you've never been, I definitely recommend it.
I have been, actually, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I want to make it back up.
There was just so much to do there, and I wanted to stay longer, but my friend who was with me had to get back to go to the Bucks game. It was like, really? No, I'm just kidding. But I didn't get a chance to really explore the island, but there's a pizza place called Pie Infinite Creations. So definitely go there. That was the last time I had pizza, and let's just say that one slice is probably the equivalent of five.
Oh, my.
But I ordered two. One was a BLT pizza, and the other one was just, it was just a white pizza with truffle oil. It was delicious. So I ordered both, tried them both, and then I ended up I ate one there and took one home and ate it for dinner that night. So I got my pizza fix before my diet started.
Yeah, you have to get your fix in.
It was really good. Yeah, definitely running is something I love to do. And we have so many races every weekend in Tampa. And if you like to run, there's a hot chocolate race coming up in December.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome. It's downtown Tampa and it ends with you get this big giant like coffee mug. It's plastic unless they change it. But it's filled with has little compartments with like chocolate, and they have marshmallows and graham crackers and hot chocolate packets. And of course, hot chocolate after the race. Last year was not as cold as I wanted it to be, but it was still a fun race.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that with you this year.
Yeah, I haven't signed up yet, so let's do it. It'll be fun. I'm trying to think. There's so many other fun races. I did a pizza race where you had to eat a slice of pizza at every mile.
Oh, my.
That was hard because you're just, when you're running, it's hard to stop and eat.
And then all of a sudden just go and go again without cramping.
Definitely hard. I did a beer chug race, which was... I'm not a big beer drinker, so that one was really hard. But you had to run a mile and then chug a beer. It was Mick Ultra, but it was hard. And you couldn't run again until you finished the entire beer. And they had people watching us. And I was like...
You can't go. Stay.
I was trying to pour it.
Don't dump it.
I was trying to pour it out because I just couldn't do it. That was the hardest race I've ever done. And it was only a 3K. It was nothing. But
yeah.
It was still... I don't know. Then there was a Fit Foodie Run last December in Clearwater, which was one of the best races I've ever done. Sadly, they're not doing it this year, so I'm going to try to petition to get it back because it was incredible. They had so many food vendors after, and they did a really nice job. I loved it.
It sounds like it would be fun.
Definitely, it was a good one. And then, let's see. I know I'm forgetting some because there's some coming up. Seems like for every holiday, there's some sort of a race. But anything that's just food-related is what I really enjoy doing, so... I need to start doing some of those tough mudders. I just don't think I would do very well. I mean, you have to run over obstacles and stuff, or how
yes,
does that work?
Yes, do tons of obstacles, and you're drenched. Usually, you have to crawl under barbed wire, go through different things, and then climb up, do monkey bars, and swing cross things.
I would never be able to do the monkey bars. I can't even do a pull-up right now.
I didn't think I would be able to do the monkey bars, but actually, I was one of the only girls who made it across because it does like a seesaw. It goes up, down, up, down. And
oh, wow.
It was pretty cool. It was one of those accomplishment things. Like I could do every obstacle. I think it was last year or 2 years ago when we did it.
Do we have any coming up in Tampa?
There should be some soon. I don't know. Off check.
Yeah, let me know because that's definitely something. I'm just embarrassed. I'd probably fail. Now, if you can't do the monkey bars, do they let you walk around it or do you have
or
to?
Or you just kind of fall in the water. Or yes, you can
fall
walk around
the water.
It.
That's enough. God, that would be me.
It's everyone. It's not just, oh man, that's embarrassing. It's every other person falls.
And don't you get all bruised up and everything? Because I've seen people that do those and they're covered in bruises.
Yes, you do.
Oh my Lord.
But it's fun.
See, I'm accident prone. Speaking of which, I posted on my personal Instagram, but I had a really bad fall yesterday with my dog. We went out running and I live right in front of the Air Force Base. So we have a big park and it's got a huge kind of like a, I guess you call it a trail that goes around a lake. But we were running and he's the biggest scaredy cat I've ever seen. We were going through this bushy area and it was really windy. He got scared because you know how sometimes when the wind blows, it makes a noise. Yeah. So he ran around me in a circle with his leash and I knew I was going to fall, but I didn't want to fall on him. So I tried to like move to the left and I came down so hard on my knee today. It's really killing me, but it just like split open. It was not good.
Got your knee to save your dog.
I know. That's the, trying to think. That's the second time I've ever fallen running. When I was doing the Gasparilla half marathon back in February, I think it was, I was running on Bayshore. It was like mile 10 and there was just a little split in the road. And of course my shoe got stuck and I came down hard. Oh, no. But I finished running. I had to.
You finished it. That's huge.
I had to. So I think this knee is just, it's always this knee too. It's weird. That's crazy. I've got a permanent bruise there. So we'll see. But yeah, running is definitely my favorite way to burn off calories from eating. Because I think you can burn like 1,300 calories doing a half marathon. So that's at least one large pizza I could eat by myself.
I was gonna say, yes, then you deserve a pizza.
Right? I know. There's just too many places I want to eat and I'm starting to get nervous because once I get to my goal weight, I don't know what I'm going to do to maintain it. I'm going to have to start doing big runs every weekend and use that as my cheat day.
It always is hard, but you'll end up maintaining as long as you can do your meal and then eat good the rest of the time.
Do you believe in having like one cheat day during the week? Okay.
Yes.
That's
some firm people, believer.
I hear two sides of it. So some people say, don't really go crazy because you're going to halter your progress. Halter, is that even a word? Alter? Can you tell it's Monday? So I'm always nervous, but yesterday was my cheat day and I was so good. I had blackened mahi for lunch and I had two vodka sodas. That was my cheating
part. I don't necessarily believe in cheat day completely, but at least if you have cheat meals, then I think that's okay more. Where it's like, okay, for the next hour, it doesn't matter what you're eating, what you're drinking, just have fun and then get back to the program.
I should have had wings or something. I was so boring. Everyone's like, it's your cheat meal and you're having blackened mahi. I'm like, I know.
No, my cheat meal is stuffed full of ice cream and pizza and anything.
I know. Speaking of pizza, since it's my favorite food and my favorite subject, what pizza places have you been to in Tampa?
I don't have a favorite pizza place. Like I said, the flatbread at Boca was probably my favorite type.
That's a good one.
What's yours?
Oh, boy. People ask me this all the time because I actually have a pizza tattoo on my arm. It depends on where I'm at, but there's a little spot, which I haven't been to in a while, but they just knocked it out of the park for me. It's called Viva Napoli. The owner is from Italy. And so they're located in South Tampa on El Prado. And I went in there and it was just, you get this vibe when everything's so authentic. And it just, they made me feel at home. I mean, her English is very broken, but she just, such a wonderful woman. And the pizza I had was just to die for. So you have to look them up. Paul Chicago Pizza is another one I really like. They have a location in St. Pete and one in Clearwater. Now it's Chicago style, which most people think deep dish. They do offer that, but that's not traditional Chicago pizza, which I did not know. I've been to Chicago several times, and I have family there. And of course, every time I go, they take me to some of the local pizzerias that feature the deep dish style. Well, if you go to Chicago and ask anyone, thin crust is really what they're known for. So you'll have a round pizza, and they kind of slice it into square pieces. Awesome. Paul's does a fantastic job. I don't know what they do to their sauce, but it's like crack. You just can't stop eating it.
That sounds amazing.
So you definitely need to check them out.
I'll put it on my list too.
There's another place which I think you would like. It's called Lee's Grocery and it's in Tampa Heights. It's actually a store where they sell beer, but they serve pizza and wings.
Oh, nice.
Cool little place. They have like records all over the wall. Very cool vibe. They feature lots of local beers. If you like beer, they have tons. So their pizza is one of my favorites.
So obviously pizza is your thing now.
Yeah.
My weaknesses are chicken and waffles and nachos.
Oh, God, nachos.
Yes. I can go for delicious nachos anywhere. Actually, a place in Safety Harbor is one of my favorites. It's called Barfly. It has mahi and shrimp. Have you ever had their nachos?
No, I had their lobster grilled cheese when I was there.
Okay, yes. That's another one on my list to get there. But it is, no lie, size of a basketball and piled high and like layers upon layers.
Oh, wow. So it has mahi in it?
And shrimp.
And shrimp.
Oh, and a ton of it. They don't skimp out either.
That place is awesome. I've only been there once, but I was looking at everyone's food because I do that. I couldn't believe their dishes. They do such a great job and the portions are huge.
Yes, enormous. And then, of course, chicken and waffles.
Okay, so where do you go for chicken and waffles?
Dats, of course.
Dats, of course.
And then probably I more go there too because I want to go get dessert after.
And dough.
Yes.
You know, I worked at Dough briefly. Most people don't know that about me. Yeah, it was a little extra job.
I would gain a ton of weight if I worked there.
It was really hard, especially the donuts.
Yes.
Because I can't turn down donuts.
I want to try the donut cone next.
I've had it. It's insane. It's delicious.
Yes.
It's, you will be full for
messy
the rest
deliciousness
of the day. Well, you know what? They put it in a coffee cup. So that way it won't spill. I mean, if you ask for it, usually I think they just hand it to you. But that's what I recommend because the ice cream will start to seep through the bottom and it's leaking everywhere. But they are fantastic.
I love all of their donuts.
Have you tried the key lime or the cherry pie? They do a seasonal one.
No. I've had the birthday cake stuffed with a cake. I've had the cookie dough. I've had quite a few, but I don't think key lime yet.
Their creme brulee donut is my favorite.
Yes, the large square one. Yes. They fill it up completely too.
They do. I ate one by myself, which I shouldn't admit that, but it was nice and warm. I couldn't help it.
It's easy, especially when they warm it all up.
Definitely. Now, how long have you been in Tampa? I don't even know if you're from here.
I lived here my entire life.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So you're a Tampa native.
Yep.
So I'm from California. I've been here, I think, 15 years.
Okay.
So it feels like home now.
Yes, another home.
Definitely.
I'm away from home.
But it took me a long time to really appreciate Tampa just because living in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's very unique. The weather is just perfect. And I know people get mad at me when I say that, but it really is because we don't have the humidity. So we don't necessarily have seasons like they do up north, but it does get cold. And I love it where you can have a nice sunny day, like upper 70s, and then at night it'll get down to the 30s.
It's crazy.
It's awesome, though.
And here we wake up this morning and yesterday morning and we're like, wow, it's cold.
I know. I was laughing. I saw somebody yesterday wearing a big, heavy jacket with a fur collar. And I'm thinking, it's 70
already.
I know.
What are you going to do in the actual winter?
And then I think a week or two ago, I was at Starbucks and I saw a woman walk out. She was wearing a Halloween sweater. And this was when we had that really bad week where it was so hot.
Yeah.
I was like, she's wearing a hot, like this sweater.
You're gonna die on that.
And she had her hot coffee. And I looked at her and I said, nice sweater. She goes, in my mind, it's fall in New York. I said, okay, then. There you go. So go crank your
AC in
your car.
Yes.
I know, right? That's too funny.
And then Gray's 1910 for their chicken and waffles, too, at Armature Works.
Oh, yes, I have been there. I haven't had their chicken and waffles, though.
Delicious.
That place is awesome. Anything at Armature Works and the Holland Franklin are just
one of my favorites. Yes.
Yes. Have you been to Bacon Babes?
Yes. Delicious. I actually just posted them last week.
What did you have? I don't think I saw that, but I'm going to look for it. They have, I think they call it their freak shakes, where they do these decadent milkshakes and
yes,
they do different themes for them. So I think Halloween, they had some vampire teeth in them.
Yes. Their Carmelita bar is what I actually had last week. It's under my Tampa highlights.
Yeah, there is just so many.
And then I can't wait to try their brownie and cookie mix.
I haven't had that. I actually judged a pie bake-off a couple weeks ago. And they were one of the judges along with Patrick from Mini Donut Factory. It was awesome. It was definitely an experience. The week before, I was a judge at a tailgate festival. My first time ever being a judge, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
That'll be so much fun, though.
It was fun, but next time I have to prepare for it. They brought us like 19 different dishes. And I wish it would have been spaced out a little bit because it was like they'd bring you 7 at a time. And the portions were not small. I think they were trying to impress the judges. So they did a really elaborate job making the presentation, everything look really good. And it's hard when you're sitting there with all this food because you want to taste everything. But by the time you get to dish 7, you're stuffed.
Yeah.
So
nothing's near as good as the first few.
Oh, and then I got to the end. I couldn't even. I was like, how am I going to take one more bite? I was messed up for 2 days after that.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't eat. I felt completely full. I think that contributed to my weight gain. I think I probably gained 5 pounds that day. Then the pie bake-off was the week after. That wasn't as bad. I was told 25 pies. I think it ended up being 12.
Okay.
But I just took a bite.
So you were mentally prepared for a lot more.
I definitely prepared for it. But I'm telling you, I saw a picture of myself at that pie competition, and that's really what pushed me to get back on the fitness train.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I would love to be a judge for something like that. Oh. That would be so much fun.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a couple things coming up. I will keep you in mind.
Definitely.
Well, anyway, I won't take much of your time. I know we have a lot of eating to do today. We're going to go somewhere for lunch. Anyway, thank you so much for being my guest. And once again, please be sure to follow Stephanie. Her handle is at @followthepinkmustang. She is going to tempt you with all kinds of delicious looking foods and her adventures around Tampa Bay. She's definitely someone I look to whenever I'm looking for some new meal inspiration. And as a reminder, Forking Around Town is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com. A new episode comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Forking Around Town.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor. Welcome to Duffified Live. Tamara Scroggins from Sizzler Steakhouse. When you start to engage people and give them a finished product that has pride to it, how quickly things change, you know? So yeah, they might've been opening up a can of wet nuts that were left on the salad bar before, but now let me show you how to caramelize a nut. Let me show you how to do this. Here's the sugar. Here's the oven. Here's the way that we put it together. It's kind of funny to see that pride when it comes out. And for you to do it through 200 stores, I can't imagine what is that program like?
So what we did was did a trickle down effect. So what I would do is I would go regionally to a restaurant and I would have the kitchen managers or, you know, one of the managers. We don't really have dedicated kitchen managers, but we have a restaurant manager that is in charge of the kitchen. And so I would go into one location and then they would come there and I would just show 5 or 6 of them. And then they would go out and they would go show another 5 or 6. And then those people would show 5 or 6. And so it was like a trickle down effect. Sometimes right. It's a little like the game of telephone by the time it actually gets to the end of the line. So, you know, when I would say saute at the end, it would maybe be frying. I don't know. But then I would also have a weekly conference call with them where they could ask questions and we could talk through things. Or I would say, hey, I noticed this in a couple of stores. Let's remind you cooks, they need to be doing, you know, sauteing, not frying, you know, bacon, whatever. So, and then I travel and visit the restaurants and, you know, help them out. And we have a really good business partner relationship with regionals. And so they come to my test kitchen and I show them how to do things and then they go out to their regions and train it.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.